From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Three people are killed in two hijacking incidents in Cuba. Why Trinidad's local government election results may not be as clear-cut as they seem. And Chatram Singh tells us West Indies cricket is too important to be saddled with questions about his betting business. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Cuban security forces say three people have been killed in one of two hijacking attempts which have taken place on the island in the past couple of days. In the first, three armed men had apparently tried to seize control of a fishing boat and sail to the United States. They were killed following a shootout, possibly among themselves. In the second attempt, hijackers stole another boat with about 30 people on board and tried to head for the Bahamas. No one was injured in that incident. From Havana, Stephen Gibbs reports.
Cuba says that three men armed with pistols, a woman and her two children, were involved in the attempt to hijack a small fishing boat from western Cuba. They initially tried to take the owner hostage, but he escaped. When the group found they could not start the boat's engine, they were soon surrounded by other fishing boats and Cuban security forces. The hijackers apparently then threatened to kill the women and children. After a standoff lasting an hour, a shootout began. It's not clear if the Cuban security authorities